talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going to the front lines of history in the making. There was a lot of it made. I'm going to start with the biggest story of the day, which was the January 6th Commission, the third hearing. Third out of seven, there'll be four more. This one had some blockbuster revelations and some blockbuster video. And I'll tell you something that's very funny about it. It was really a tale of two hearings. The hearing went something like 2.5 hours. The first half of it was an absolute snooze. The first half of it, simply, you had to sit back and keep your eyes open with a toothpick. I mean, this guy, Judge Luttig, has been touted as the great conservative judge, should have been a justice, blah, blah, blah. And I got to tell you, the whole theme of the first half of it was basically, was it illegal and wrong for the vice president of the United States under the law to overrule the presidential election and put himself back in as vice president and Trump as president? Duh. I mean, you know, this is not Putin. This isn't Russia. Yeah, right. So, yeah, that's exactly right. That didn't need to take over an hour. I mean, it really didn't. And this guy, Luttig, I got to say it because I've been following these things with fascination. He sat there and they'd ask him a simple question like, what is your name? And he would sigh and he would push on his eyes and look down. For God's sake. And I'm being facetious about the what is your name. But I mean, it would be, you know, how would you care? And he'd think, he looked emotional. At first, I couldn't tell if he was tearing up and a little emotional or whether he frankly was a few bricks short of a load, okay, that the guy was getting on in years. That changed. But basically what was established in the first half was a snore. And it was basically, was it wrong? Would it have been wrong for Mike Pence if he had said, nah, I'm going to throw out the election and I'm going to reinstall myself, even though I lost as vice president for 4 years and Trump for 4 years. And so we had to get through all the weeds in the Constitution, all the weeds in the Electoral Count Act, all the weeds and everything. But basically the job got done and it was proven, and it didn't need to be proven all that much, that 2 and 2 in fact is 4, and he can't do that. But the second half of it was absolutely essential, and it was riveting, quite frankly. Some of this video we had seen before. Some of this video had been released by the January 6th Commission and others, and you've seen it before, but putting it all together, some of it you hadn't seen before, and putting it all together really was a chilling portrait of what happened on January 6th. Let me give you some of the high points, and by that I mean the important points that made it well worth watching this thing. And somebody had made, I think it was Ari Melber, the host from MSNBC, made the point that, you know, when you put together a 2.5 hour presentation, it takes a lot of judgment about what to put on video deposition and what to put on live. And I think they made a mistake putting Judge Luttig on live because he's not a TV presence. Would have been easier to simply put on his testimony in the deposition, and you could cut out the sign and the reflection of, you know, for a minute or two before he said something. But what he did say in the second one is very important, and here's some of the highlights. Judge Luttig said that the real danger here is not what happened on January 6th. The real danger is what will happen on another January 6th after the 2024 election. The judge said that Trump is a clear and present danger to this country and to our democracy, as are his allies and supporters. They have pledged in 2024 that they will do it again. They'll do whatever it takes, which included violence, if Trump or his anointed successor is not elected president. And Trump is saying it proudly and plainly, and they're just flat out coming out and saying it. One of the reasons, in my view, why the January 6th insurrection is not having a bigger effect in the polls. You know, right now, Trump and Biden are within the margin of error in a hypothetical matchup in 2024. That's very, very common. You have an incumbent president. Everybody pins everything that happens in foreign policy and domestic policy on. The other guy's out playing golf and just shooting his mouth off. So that's an easy one for him. And here, of course, Trump had been the president, and Trump has name recognition. I mean, the DeSantis's and the rest get swamped in these polls. But the fact of the matter is, the minute there's a race in 2024, that all falls away. And then they look at the guy on both sides. But, you know, one of the things about the January 6th insurrection is that it looked, five people died. Police officers were beaten, eyes gouged out, fingers yanked off. One almost kicked to death. Woman shot and killed. Woman trampled to death. Others committed suicide. But if you look at it visually, you have guys like the QAnon shaman. He has horns and fur and beating his chest like a gorilla, you know, facial paint and all that, war paint and all that. And some people, I think, are saying, oh, come on. Yeah, these guys are bad. They should go to prison. And maybe the guys that set him up to it should go to prison. But it really didn't threaten our country because, you know, characters like the QAnon shaman couldn't take things over. Well, here's some other revelations that came out in the January 6th hearing yesterday. There's apparently a confidential source within the Proud Boys who's flipped and is ratting and singing like a canary, probably in exchange for no even prosecution, much less jail time. And they assigned a woman's name to her, which could be a beard. That could be simply a disguise because they want to identify who it is. Who knows who it is? But whoever this person was said that they were at Proud Boy meetings where they plotted to kill Mike Pence and Nancy Pelosi. Now, you may say, okay, come on. Yeah, we know that. They said, hang Mike Pence and where Nancy, and they were going through. That was the majority of the rioters, the insurrectionists. But apparently there was a specific targeted plan to kill those two. One of the chilling things about this and about the hearing that came out, that at one point, Mike Pence and his family and just a handful of people guarding him came within 40 feet of the insurrectionists, 4-0. Now, the next time you go to a Green Bay Packer game, look at the field. 10 yards is 30 feet. Look at the goal line to the 10-yard line. Then add another 3 yards beyond that. 13 yards, 13 and a half yard, third yards. You know how close that is to a mob that intends to kill you? That's how close they came. Here are some of the other revelations. Pence's White House counsel, Jacobs, was very, very good. He was a conservative. He said flat out, I hope the Republicans win in 2024. But he gave clear, unadulterated testimony against this insurrection, against Trump, against everybody except his boss. A fellow named John Eastman, he was a lawyer for Trump. And he kept working on Pence, and Trump kept working on Pence. All you've got to do, Pence, here was the idea behind the Green Bay sweep. All you got to do is say, I, the vice president, under the Electoral Count Act, am concerned about these ballots, and I think they should be sent back to the states for review. So that's all we want you to do. And they go back to the states for review. The gerrymandered legislatures, Voss, for instance, in Wisconsin, will agree and they will give the electoral votes to Trump. That'll go through the court system. It'll take a year. And Trump will, and Pence will be in office the whole time. And then the courts may say, well, let him stay in the rest of it. That was the deal. The second deal that Pence didn't know was that Trump ginned up the insurrection so that he could declare martial law. He could say, oh, look, you know, people are fighting over the Electoral Count Act. We got to get to the bottom of this and declare martial law. And he almost did. He almost did until his Justice Department said that they would resign en masse, en masse. Other chilling things. The Secret Service said, Pence, get in the car. We're going to drive out of here. Pence wouldn't get in. His entire staff got in. Pence would not get in. And they said, what's the matter? Don't you trust us? And Pence said, chillingly, quote, I trust you, but I don't know who's driving the car. The people, some on that detail, were loyal to Trump. They would not have killed Pence, but they would have driven him off into Maryland somewhere. And then it would have looked like he abandoned the Capitol. There's a lot more on this. We're coming to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.